ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्राये सभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 24, Text 4 to 8. Since there is no purport for many of the slokas, as well as a short purport for the sloka number 4, we are reading few slokas together. So I will read the sloka and translation from text 4 to 8, then we will have the class. Text number 4. Tato dashata siddha charana vidyadaranam sadanani tavan matra eva. Translation. Below Rahu, by 10,000 yojanas, that is 80,000 miles, are the planets known as Siddha Lokas, Charana Loka and Vidyadhara Loka. It is said that the residents of Siddha Loka, being naturally endowed with the powers of yogis, can go from one planet to another by their natural mystic powers without using airplanes or similar machines. Text number 5. ततो दशताद् यक्ष रक्षः पिचाच प्रेतभूत गणानां विहाराजिरम् अंतरिक्षां यावद् वायु प्रवाति यावान् मेघा उपलभ्यन्तते। बिनीथ विद्याधर लोका, चारण लोका एंड सिद्ध लोका, इन द स्काई कॉल्ड अंतरिक्षा, आर द प्लेसेस ऑफ एंजॉयमेंट फॉर द यक्षास, Rakshasas, Pichasas, Ghosts and so on. Antariksha extends as far as the wind blows and the clouds float in the sky. Above this, there is no more air. 6. Tato dastak chata yojanantara iyam prithviyava damsabhasas sena Suparnadaya Patatri Pravala Utpattantiti. Below the abodes of Yakshas and Rakshasas, by the distance of 100 yojanas, that is 800 miles, is the planet Earth. Its upper limit extends as high as swans, hawks, eagles, and similar large birds can fly. Text number 7. Upavarnitam bhumiryata sannivesha vasthanam avanerapi adastat saptabhu vivara ekaikasho yajana yuta antarenayama vistarenopakalpa atalam vitalam sutalam tadatalam mahatalam rasatalam patalam iti. My dear king, beneath this earth are seven other planets known as atala, vitala, sutala, talatala, mahatala, rasatala and patala. I have already explained the situation of the planetary systems of earth. The width and length of the seven lower planetary systems are calculated to be the same as those of Earth. Text number 8.
ಏತೇಷು ಹಿ ಬಿಲಸ್ವರ್ಗೇಷು ಸ್ವರ್ಗಾತಪಿ ಅಧಿಕ ಕಾಮ ಭೋಗೈಶ್ವರ್ಯಾನಂದ ಭೂತಿ ವಿಭೂತಿಭಿಃ ಸುಸಂವೃದ್ಧ ಭುವನೋದ್ಯಾನಕ್ರೀಡ ವಿಹಾರೇಷು ದೈತ್ಯ ದಾನವ ಕಾದ್ರುವೇಯ ನಿತ್ಯ ಪ್ರಮುದಿತಾ ತಾನುರಕ್ತ ಕಲಾತ್ರಾಪತ್ರ ಬಂಧು ಶುಭೃದ್ ಅನುಚರ ಗೃಹಪಥಯ ಈಶ್ವರಾತಪಿ ಅಪ್ರತಿಹತ ಕಾಮ ಮಾಯಾ ವಿನೋದ ನಿವಸಂತಿ.
ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಪರ್ಪಟ್ ಬೈ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಎಸಿ ಭಕ್ತಿದಾನ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶಿಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದಕಿ. ಇನ್ ದೀಸ್ ಸೆವೆನ್ ಪ್ಲಾನಿಟರಿ ಸಿಸ್ಟಮ್ಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ನೋನ್ ಆಸ್ ಸಬ್ ಟೆರೇನಿಯನ್ ಹೆವನ್ಸ್ ಬಿಲಸ್ ಸ್ವರ್ಗ, there are very beautiful houses, gardens and places of sense enjoyment which are even more opulent than those in the higher planets, because the demons have a very high standard of sensual pleasure, wealth and influence. Most of the residents of these planets, who are known as daityas, davanas and nagas, live as householders. Their wives, children, friends and society are fully engaged in illusory material happiness. The sense enjoyment of the demigods is sometimes disturbed, but the residents of these planets enjoy life without disturbances. Thus they are understood to be very attached to illusory happiness. Purport by His Divine Grace. According to the statements of Prahlad Maharaj, material enjoyment is maya sukha, illusory enjoyment. A Vaishnava is full of anxieties for deliverance of all living entities from such false enjoyment. Prahlad Maharaj says, maya sukhaya baram udvahato vimudan. These fools, vimudas, are engaged in material happiness, which is surely temporary. Whether in the heavenly planets, the lower planets or the earthly planet, people are engaged in temporary material happiness, forgetting that in due course of time they have to change their bodies according to the material laws and suffer the repetition of birth, death, old age and disease. Not caring what will happen in the next birth, gross materialists are simply busy enjoying during the present short span of life. A Vaishnava is always anxious to give all such bewildered materialists the real happiness of spiritual life.
ಓಂ ಅಜ್ಞಾನತಿಮರಾಂಧಸ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನಾಂಜನಸಲಾಕಯ ಸಕ್ಷುರುನ್ಮಿಲಿತಂ ಯೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ. ಮೂಕಂ ಕರೋತಿ ವಾಚಾಲಂ ಪಂಗುಂ ಲಂಗಾಯತೇ ಗಿರಿಂ ಯತ್ಕೃಪಾತಮಹಂ ವಂದೇ ಶ್ರೀಗುರುಂ ದೀನತಾರಿಣಂ ಪರಮಾನಂದಮಾಧವಂ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣಚೈತನ್ಯದೇವಂ. ವಾಂಚಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯ ಏವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ನಮೋ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪ್ರಸ್ಥಾಯ ಭೂತಲೇ ಶ್ರೀಮತೇ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತಸ್ವಾಮಿನಿತಿ ನಾಮಿನೇ. ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸಾರಸ್ವತಿ ದೇವೇ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೇ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶ ತಾರಿಣೇ. ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ.
ಸೊ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ದ ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರಿಪ್ಷನ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ವೇರಿಯಸ್ ಪ್ಲಾನೆಟರಿ ಸಿಸ್ಟಮ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರೈಬ್ಡ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಫೋರ್ತ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕ. It is described how a set of planets known as Siddha Loka, Charana Loka and Hare Krishna. Aap udhar baith sakte hain, aap chair mein baithiye. So this set of three lokas known as Siddha Loka, Charana Loka and Vidyadhara Loka, they are about 10,000 yojanas, 80,000 miles below the planet Rahu. Last few slokas we discussed about planet Rahu. Now, below Rahu, 10,000 yojanas, these three planetary systems are placed. So this, in Siddha Loka, there are Siddhas, different kinds of Siddhis, Ashta Siddhis, Anima, Mahima, Lahima. One can do something which is not in accordance with the physical laws. Physical laws, if you want to lift, you'll have to lift it like that. If you are a Siddhi, by looking at it, you can try to lift it also. It will look like magic. Magician also does something which he can't believe, you know. He just takes a cap and he does one with one stick like this, and then he does it, and then one pigeon comes out. Hey, wait a minute, how did the pigeon come out? Magic. But Siddhas are not magicians. Because the magician, what he produces in the pot of magic is not real. It's illusory. It looks like real, but it's not really real. Whereas Siddhas, when they do that, they can do the real thing. That is the difference between a Siddha and a magician. So called magicians who produce pigeons and vibhutis and lingas, they are even lower than Siddhas. And we will later see how when Siddhas are so insignificant in front of a devotee. So this is the place of Siddha Loka, where these Siddhas, who can actually do very wonderful things. What to speak of small time things like vibhuti? They can create a planet. Siddhas. Kardama Muni, he actually created a city, flying city, to take his wife, Devahuti, who did a lot of austerity after marrying him. He said, hey, she is born as a princess. She has done so much austerity, so let me give some enjoyment. He created a planet actually, taken her around the universe, flying planet. This is Siddhi's effect. Sri Sri Radha Ras Vihari Ji ki, Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Shishi Gaur Nitai ki. So such wonderful things can be done. Chitraketu also had a flying city. It's by mystic power. He was accompanied by Vidyadharas. They are glorifying him, how great he was. He was going around also like that, chanting the holy names. He was a devotee. So in this way, these Siddhas, they have tremendous power. And when they want to travel, they don't need an aircraft. They can just fly. Exactly like in the water, the fish swims, you know. Like that, the Siddhas can actually use the air as a medium and they can swim in the air, which is called flying. Different ways of flying. The Vimanas from the higher planets, they won't look like Boeing 737. There is, everything is flying, you know. There are several things are flying. You see, the crow is also flying in the sky. Crow has to do a lot of effort to fly, you know. They have to use their wings. In the very beginning, when the man wanted to fly, they thought that they can attach a wing to the hand and do like that, they can fly. They fell down, broke their legs and bones. They have a different mechanism, you know. Because the birds practice aerodynamics. It's aerodynamics actually, to be precise from scientific terminology. Aerodynamics, you have to know the dynamics of air, then you can actually make your effort to move in another medium. Your body is designed to walk on the earth and you want to fly in the sky. It's incompatibility, you know. But the birds are designed to fly because their body is designed for aerodynamic action. So they, when they flap their wings, they just lift themselves. The man thought he can also lift. No, he can't lift because the body is not aerodynamically designed. Then they thought that, wait a minute, lifting doesn't have to be only by flapping like that. then I can do some other mechanism of running a fan. No, then you do the thing. Then slowly, slowly invention of aircraft. Aircraft is not flapping the wings, you know. A wing is like this only. Zzz, you know, it takes off because of aerodynamics. Helicopter takes off in a different way actually. The aerodynamics of helicopter is different than the Boeing and Airbus. So in the same way, the Siddhas, Vidyadharas and Charana. Charanas are the birds actually in the air plant system. They actually go in the air just like you just walk on the earth. So these three planetary systems are supposed to be 10,000 yojanas below Rahu. So here in this planetary system, Vidyadharas, Charanas and Siddhas, they live. In the higher planetary system, devatas are there, and there are Gana devatas, the Adityas, Vasus, they are Gana devatas. And then there are Upadevatas. We put everybody as demigod. In the demigod also there is subdivision. Upa, already demi is semi. Out of that again Upa means it is demi-demigod, you know. Double demi. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. So this Vidyadharas, Siddhas, Charanas, Yakshas and Rakshasas, they all belong to these Upadevatas. Upadevatas. They are also born of Brahma. For example, from the Brahma's body, Yakshas and Rakshasas were born. And Brahma, through the shadow, the shadow was also along with him, you know. He took the shadow and threw it, which is ignorance, darkness. Shadow, which is not, shadow is not the real person, you know, it's ignorance. So this ignorance is attractive to these Yakshas and Rakshasas. And they took possession of this ignorance, and because of which their mind consciousness changed. Then these two sets of people, they wanted to eat Brahma himself. They are born of Brahma. So one set of people said, hey, eat him. Another said, no, no, don't protect him. Eat him. Kill him. Brahma said, what is wrong with you? You are all my sons, you know, you want to eat me? He started running away. And those who wanted to eat Brahma, they are called Yakshas. Those who did not want to protect Brahma, they came to be known as Rakshasas. So they all live in this planetary system. So, this planetary system, below which is the place known as Antariksha. Antariksha is the place where all these people, they go for enjoyment. It is in the sky, it's out in the space. So this is a place of enjoyment for all these Yakshas, Rakshasas, they go and enjoy. They just can move from one place to another place in the air. They can just enjoy in different things. And below this Antariksha, hundred yojanas below this Antariksha is the Earth planet system. That means from Earth, if you go 800 miles, 100 yojana is 800 miles, then you get what is known as the place of enjoyments of Rakshasas. Yakshas, Vidyadharas. And about 100 yojanas, all the clouds, the cloud limit is up to that. After that there is no cloud, there is no air also. The air is only below. Air, this is called atmosphere. In science you say atmosphere. Here we are breathing. When you breathe, you inhale oxygen. If you go little higher, the oxygen content is less. You go higher and higher, the oxygen becomes less and less. That is why the astronaut, when they go, they have to carry oxygen, because you are designed to live with inhaling oxygen. There is no oxygen, what you will do up there? Especially if you are climbing a hill, suppose you go to Badrinath, which you cannot go now, you have to wait for another 2 years. Oxygen is less, you know, if you walk fast, you'll be, you'll have to do lot of effort to inhale, because the air content is less. As you go higher and higher, air content is less. So, 100 yojana, there is no air afterwards. So, the planets, they are there, they don't have oxygen. So, those who are living there, Vidyadharas, Yakshas, Rakshasas, they don't inhale oxygen like us. They don't need oxygen cylinder. They don't inhale like that. You'll wonder, hey, wait a minute, how do they live then? If they don't inhale like that, there should not be anybody there. This is the typical argument of materialists, scientists. If there is nothing like we are inhaling, there should not be anybody. So when so-called astronauts, when they went and landed in moon, they didn't find anybody. Prabhupada said that they may be having a different form, even if they are gone. Whether they are gone or not, that's a big debate. Somebody say it's a hoax. Even assuming they are gone, if they have a different kind of system to live, how can you see them anyway? With your eyes, you can see only matter. Earth, water, fire you can see. You can't even see air. What to speak of somebody who is living without air? How can you see them? There's no air in the Yakshas Loka, no? There is no air in Siddha Loka. There is no air there, like what we have here. So in this way, Earth is extended up to, Earth's atmosphere is extended up to 100 yojanas, in which all the clouds, everything is there. Lighter clouds are higher, heavier clouds are down, like a rainy cloud, they are down, because they are heavy with water. Waterless cloud, smoke cloud, they are above. And it can only extend up to 100 yojanas. And all the birds, big birds like eagles, hawks, etc., they can fly within that. They are also designed to live within the atmosphere. They are not designed to live in Charana Loka, where there are different kinds of birds. Big birds. They fly from planet to planet. And they take for breakfast 3 elephants. Only. So big they are. The elephant is like a peanut for them. They are very huge. That is Charana Loka. So in this way, Sukadeva Goswami goes on to describe, beneath this earth planet, Bhumandala. The Bhumandala is a flat system where earth is there. We have discussed about how 7 islands, so many varshas, Bharata Varsha, all these things. Beneath that, underground, go down in the system of planets. There are 7 lower planetary systems, starting with Atala, Vitala, Sutala. All are talas here. Talatala, Mahatala, Rasatala and Patala. 7 lower planetary systems. They are called lower planetary system because they are below this Bhumandala. Above the boom, we are here, no, we have to say with reference to us. With reference to us. We may say higher planetary system, it is not higher in the truest sense. It is higher from the earthly sense. With reference to us, it is higher than us. Even when you go to heaven, that happiness, it may be higher than our happiness here, but that is not the supreme happiness. So here, 7 lower planetary systems, they are said to be of having the width and length equal to Earth, as big as our Earth planetary system. They are as big as that, each of these. And in this particular sloka, Sukadeva Goswami is describing about these 7 lower planetary systems. They are known as Bila Sorga. Sorga is a place of happiness. This is Bila Sorga, subterranean heavens. Subterranean heavens. Underground heavens. Basement heavens. These are 7 basements. 7 levels of basements. So it is described here how there are very beautiful gardens, wonderful palaces, and even more opulent than higher planets. It is more opulent than heaven. This is Bila Sorga, but it is more opulent than heavens, because the demons have very high standard of enjoyment. Their standard thoda jyada hai. Demons. The residents of these planets are known as Daityas, born of Diti. Then Danavas, born of Danava. Nagas. And they all live as householders. There is only one ashrama there. You will not find in the lower planet system brahmacharis. So if you go and tell that we want to see where is a brahmachari ashram in this planet, they will say no, go up. Same thing, if you go to heaven and ask for a brahmachari, they say go down. This is a very special place, yet you can have. Chaturvarnyam Maya system is meant for this Bhumandala, this Bharata Varsha. So Krishna made this, you know, Varna and Ashrama, which can be done here. So there, only one ashrama is there, and they unlimitedly enjoy. By the way, in the lower planetary system, there is no light. The light of sun doesn't reach, because this Bhumandala is a flat disk, which covers from edge to edge of this Brahmanda. The Brahmanda is like a hollow sphere. So in the hollow sphere, the Bhumandala covers from edge to edge, because of which the sun is the only source of light for this Brahmanda. Sun, which derives the power from Lord Narayana, Surya Narayana, we say. Narayana gives the power. Because the Bhumandala is edge to edge, the light doesn't go down. So then you'll wonder, wait a minute. They have very high standard of life, very high standard of enjoyment. Not necessarily lifestyle. Their style is to be more enjoying. And they are enjoying very higher than the demigods. And so much facility is there. There is no light. What is that? There is light from the jewels, monies, the snakes, cobras, king cobras. They have jewel on their head and the jewel emit light. Actually, even the diamond is not the source of light. If the light falls in, then it can reflect multiple, so that you can get light. But these jewels are superior. Because they are connected to the hoods of the snakes, they emit light. They don't need any light to pass through the jewel to get more light, no. They emit light themselves. And they enjoy more than demigods, Sukadeva Goswami says here. They enjoy more than demigods because their enjoyment is uninterrupted. 24/7 services. You don't have to stop. No stoppage of the service. Uninterrupted. Never, nobody goes there to disturb, because nobody wants to go to lower planetary system anyway. Even by mistake, if you want to go, you can't do anything. It's all dark, you know. If you are used to living in light, what do you do in darkness anyway? Nobody disturbs their enjoyment. It is better than demigods' enjoyment, because demigods sometimes got disturbed. Their enjoyment is disturbed. When Bali Maharaj, who is a Daitya, he went to the heavenly planet to conquer him, it is disturbed, you know. Demigods lost their position. They were living like paupers. Indra was living like a pauper. Even though he is supposed to enjoy for 72 Divya Yugas, he got disturbed. When Hiranyakashipu became so powerful, the demigods lost their opulence. They were serving Hiranyakashipu, disturbed. It's not unlimited enjoyment, uninterrupted enjoyment. So here, Sukadeva Goswami says, the sense enjoyment of the subterranean planet, they are better than the heavenly planet, because they enjoy unlimitedly without any interruption. Very special enjoyment. So in this way, they are very much attached to the particular kind of enjoyment they are absorbed with. Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, quoting Prahlad Maharaj, how this kind of enjoyment is Maya Sukha, illusory enjoyment. It appears like enjoyment, but is not really enjoyment in the truest sense. Maya. Maya means that which is not. Maya, this Maya is not like imagination. Sometimes people feel happy about imagining. If you can't become that, you at least keep imagining, you know, you are that. Then you'll be happy. Oh, I became king. You can't become king. You imagine. Dreaming. Dream is not real, you know. In the dream, you may be a king. Then when you become real, nobody's going to take orders from you when you wake up. Maybe in the dream, they may take orders, all your servants. Illusory, Maya Sukha. So, Prahlad Maharaj says, Maya Sukhaya Bharam. Prahlad Maharaj is praying to Lord Nrisimhadev. This particular sloka, Prabhupada quotes from the teachings of Prahlad Maharaj from Srimad Bhagavatam, wherein he states that people are engaged, very busy in the material happiness, which are temporary. Actually, everyone is looking for happiness. It's a question of how permanent that happiness you can get. Suppose somebody gets an happiness for just one moment. What kind of happiness is that? It's exactly like somebody is very thirsty and you open your mouth and stand in the rain, especially if the rain is very heavy, at least you may get something, few ml. But then if just one drop here and there, it drizzles. How much thirst will be, no quest? Just one drop is not going to quench your thirst, you know. So this happiness that is derived is tucham. It's very flickering. Flickering, just a momentary happiness. So, can you imagine this? In the heavenly planet, first of all, heavenly planet, they live for such a long duration of time. Maximum 72 Divya Yugas. Four Yugas put together is one Divya Yuga. 72 Divya Yugas they can live. And that happiness is described by Sukadeva Goswami is inferior to the happiness of the subterranean heavens, meaning Bila Surga, Atala, Sotala, Vitala, all those things. And that uninterrupted, undisturbed happiness is called by Prahlad Maharaj as Tucham. It's insignificant. Then you may wonder, what is that? If that is so insignificant, what is the real happiness? Real happiness. Real happiness, if one tastes a little bit, then a person can tell that as a tucham only when he has tasted the higher happiness, higher taste. We may also say, following the footsteps of Prahlad Maharaj, this is saying, theory, but practicals, when we really act on that platform, when you see that, you consider it as tucham. You may say it is tucham, when you see it, it's okay, abhikele theek hai. Meaning, practical level mein nahi aaya. It's still on a theory platform. So, this temporary happiness, because everyone is looking for happiness, because he doesn't have the permanent happiness, he gets satisfied with the temporary happiness itself. Chalo. Blind uncle is better than no uncle story. Nothing, no happiness there, at least be happy with that. You need the process for real happiness. So, Prahlad Maharaj says, when I see this fools and rascals, I'm not saying, don't take it offensive. Prahlad Maharaj, Vimudana. Fools and rascals, Prabhupada translates, fools and rascals, they get satisfied with this only. How with that? Without knowing, there is something higher to that. So Prahlad Maharaj says in this particular sloka that Prabhupada quotes, I am not at all worried about this material world. I am not worried because wherever I go, I remain in my own Krishna consciousness. This is the status of a pure devotee. For a pure devotee, which place he lives doesn't make much difference. He makes the place where he lives as a Vaikuntha. So Prahlad Maharaj says, I am not really concerned that this material world is going to really bother me. I am always remembering your lotus feet. But I am worried about these fools and rascals. vimuda, who are simply satisfied by this maya sukha, so-called happiness. They are satisfied. They are not even wanting to know anything more than that. So Prabhupada writes in the purport that Prahlad Maharaj is a preacher. When he sees the living entities who are suffering by enjoying, actually they are enjoying. When a devotee sees a person is enjoying maya sukha, he thinks that he is not enjoying, he is suffering. It's the way how you look at it, you know. The person will say that, hey, wait a minute, why are you bothering me? I am happy. He said, no, you are not happy, you are suffering. What do you mean I am suffering? I have got my palace, I have got jewels, I have got nagas assisting me, so many servants I have. What do you mean I am suffering? Because so absorbed in this maya sukha, he does not know what is real sukha. The real sukha is Brahma Saukhyam Tanantam, unlimited. Not like Vidbujam. Vidbujam also, pigs are also enjoying. Rishabhadev, Lord Rishabhadev is teaching, don't be like pigs, you know. Be situated in Brahma Saukhyam Tanantam. The difference between the Tuchya Sukha and Brahma Saukhya is that the Tuchya Sukha after enjoying, flickering happiness after enjoying, in the lower planets it doesn't diminish. At least let us speak about the earthly planet. You enjoy and then you suffer. Not only that, as you grow older and older, you lose the power of that enjoyment. Suppose somebody is 20 years old, like is very young. You give him a big feast, you know, he can eat as much, as much. It is, there is a saying that a young man, very powerful, you know, so much fire in the belly, he can even digest the stone. Stone be given. Oh, rice kasa stone be given, he digest. Same person, when you grow older, 45, 50, then, your digestive power decreases. I'm talking about digestion, it's all applicable to all the senses. The sense enjoyment also, the power to enjoy decreases, generally. 60, 70, our decrease. Senses become weaker. Senses are like snakes, very powerful when they are young. When you become grow old, you naturally become weak. So when a person becomes 75, he may actually generally speaking, when a person grows older and older, because the senses become weak, naturally gets disinterested in sense enjoyment. अरे हमको तो कुछ कर नहीं सकते क्या करना है छोड़ो उसको at least you can take to the spiritual practice. Senses may become weak, but mind doesn't become weak. If a person is not naturally advancing in his spiritual practice, the senses may be weak, he can't enjoy anything, but still he will look at it and feel happy about it. He may look at, suppose you cannot eat, digestive power is gone. Still, kam se kam, dekhte to achha lagta, theek hai. He becomes so old, you cannot enjoy a woman. You cannot enjoy, but at least dekhne se to theek lag raha, theek hai. Meaning, even though the body has become weak, the senses have become weak, mind has not got the distaste of this material world. Very serious case. It is when the senses are weak, mind should become weak also, not interested in enjoyment. That is natural course of advancing. When the senses are becoming weak, you can't do anything, still the mind is actively thinking, definitely he has to go back in the cycle of birth and death. There is no way going up. So, in the earthly planet, at least one grows old, because of which he cannot enjoy. In the higher planets and lower planets, they don't grow old. There is no old age and disease. In the heaven, they may enjoy. They may not get any disease. Here, while enjoying, you'll have to think 10 times whether you'll get contaminated or not. Suppose you enjoy with different women, there may be a possibility of sexually transmitted disease. You know, you'll have to be worried, hey, I'm going to do this, you know, I may be getting that or not. Heaven, no. No disease, you know. Where is it getting transmitted from somebody to other? In the same way, in the Bila Sorga also, there is no disease and old age. Birth, death. Death means you'll have to leave the place, leave the particular body. No disease. That is why they are enjoying very much. They don't have to be worried about they'll get a disease. They can eat anything, no disease. You can do any damn thing, no disease. So, sometimes people wonder, wait a minute, lower planetary system means suffering. No. This seven lower planetary system, there is no suffering. It's enjoyment. In fact, it is more enjoyment than heaven. The really what we mean by suffering is below Patala. Patala is the lowest of seven planets. Below Patala, there are narakas. 28 narakas. That is the place of suffering. This naraka planetary system is below Patala, above Garbhodaka ocean. Garbhodaka ocean is there, just above Garbhodaka ocean. So the narakas are there, 28, where we read in the hellish planets, somebody is, you know, fried in the boiling, boiling liquid, ghee is boiling, molten, copper, somebody is a drunkard. They are forcefully made to drink molten copper only. You open the mouth and put molten copper. Like that, different kinds of punishment. These are the punishment places. These are known as narakas. And Yamaraj, who is heading the Pitruloka, which is also adjacent to that place, you go to Pitruloka, Yamaraj will give the punishment. All these 28 naraka lokas are there. So in this way, the lower planetary system, there is enjoyment. But lower than that is naraka only, there is suffering. Suffering is only naraka loka. So in this way, here, Prabhupada is writing in the purport that when one is very much allured by the temporary happiness, he does not look for the permanent happiness. Here, the quoted sloka from Prahlad Maharaj says that it actually reveals the mood of a preacher. He says, I am not really concerned about my existence in this world, but what I am concerned is these vimudas. They are suffering, thinking that they are enjoying. So Prabhupada writes in the purport there, Prahlad Maharaj sloka, saying that a preacher naturally is interested to preach. He's not writing about himself, but actually it applies to himself. So the Western civilization, at the end of searching for happiness, they ended up as hippies, Prabhupada writes. They wanted to become happy actually. They thought that by becoming hippie they can become happy. And what they were doing? They were doing exactly what the demons and the people in the lower planetary system will enjoy. Enjoying unlimited sense enjoyment, sexual pleasure, and smoke, taking drugs, etc., etc. There is also drug there, Somaban. You can drink Somaban, not just intoxicant. In the heavenly planet also you got Somaban. So you drinking and thinking that they will become happy. They are exactly like this lower planetary system demons. But at least the demons will not get any disease. You enjoy with everybody, then you get disease. HIV, this one, that one, all kinds of diseases. So you thought that you will be enjoying, but finally end up as suffering. That is why tuccha sukham. So Prahlad Maharaj says, it doesn't make any difference for me. I can remain Krishna conscious. So Prabhupada did that actually. He went from most sacred place on the planet from Vrindavan. He could have remained there, 69 years old man, no time to retire and just chant Hare Krishna. He is following the instruction of Prahlad Maharaj. People are dukkis. So you become dukki, paradukka dukki. He said, wait, my Guru Maharaj has ordered me. He went from the most sacred place on this planet to the worst place on the planet, the lower east side in New York City. 1965 is the place of hippies. It's a place, that's actually a place of pilgrimage of hippies actually. That's also a place of pilgrimage. From one place of pilgrimage, you go to another place of pilgrimage. It's like South Pole, North Pole, you know. So, when Prabhupada saw, exactly fitting into the description of Prahlad Maharaj, Maya Sukha, they were thinking that they will become happy by enjoying all those things. And they thought that when they take the drug, they go high. Then Prabhupada formulated, stay high forever. Everybody wants to go high. Why you want to fly? You think that you are always walking, you know, if you fly it will be nice. You want to go a little high. When you take drug, you just walk in the sky. It's very nice actually. Why to walk in the earth? Flow. Let me take some drug, you then float in the sky. Thinking that you become like Vidyadhara, Siddha, Charana. You want to imitate, no? Imitation game. The funniest part is that the next day morning you are down, flat. You cannot even walk actually. You are flying in the sky, and when the drug effect is gone, you are flat actually, not even able to sit. Somebody has to lift you. That is the place Prabhupada was there. Everybody was rolling actually. On the pavement side, bumps. These are all bumps. So Prabhupada took compassion for these people and said that, stay high forever. They said, wait a minute, high forever? No, every day I used to take in the night drug. Morning I am flat. If I can stay high, that is better, you know. That is what Prabhupada's attraction is. So Prabhupada did not get influenced by that, but he influenced all of them. That is pure devotee. So much so that by giving Krishna consciousness to these people who were in the place of pilgrimage of hippies, they actually became happies, real happies now. They thought that they can become happy by taking the drugs, but you take the elixir of the holy names. Holy names are elixir. This is rasayanam. This is Krishna rasayanam. It's rasa, the taste. So when one takes this Krishna rasayanam, then he can stay high forever. So much so that it is stated, he created this International Society for Krishna Consciousness with the worldwide devotees performing devotional service. It is said that when the demigods look at the earth planet and they see that Krishna consciousness is spreading and people are advancing very fast, they find themselves to be less fortunate than the devotees on the planet earth. Generally, we look up and think that they are better, no? Hey, they are able to fly in the sky, they must be better. Oh, they are able to do so many things, they are able to enjoy better. There is no hospitals, it is very better. Heaven, there is no hospitals. If you are a doctor, you will be jobless there. Change your food. Heaven, there is no hospital, you know. There is no old age homes, you know, nothing. We think that, hey, they are very nicely enjoying. What am I doing here? Take the elixir of Krishna, then you will see what is the real happiness. Brahma Sokyam Tana, unlimited. The difference is, the material happiness diminishes. The power to enjoy diminishes. Whereas when you take the elixir of Krishna consciousness, your power to consume increases. Anantam, unlimited. You become more and more happy. And when the body becomes weak, if you are not able to chant, you become very sad. Haridas Thakur was very old. He took a vow, which is impossible for common man to do it. 3 lakh names a day, quite difficult, very next to impossibility. When he was not able to fulfill that, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to him and said that, what is the disease? What is the problem? My disease is that I am not able to complete my round. I am not able to taste the elixir of Krishna This is, I feel like suffering. He is enjoying, but he feels like suffering. Because he wants more. Whereas the material happiness, even if you give more, you cannot enjoy it. A person who has become old, you give him a big plate of prasad, what he will eat anyway? A fellow who cannot enjoy one woman, you give 10 women, what he will enjoy? So this is the exactly opposite. Krishna consciousness is the medicine for the soul, which acts exactly opposite where the material things happen. So here, Prabhupada demonstrated it practically, saying that how a person who is in the Maya Sukha can be brought to the real Sukha. Because Krishna designed this world as a Dukhalayam Asaswatam. When by means of material advancement, science and technology, if we may want to make it Sukhalayam and Saswatam, it is not possible. We are designed to be Dukhalayam. How you can make Sukhalayam? It's illusion. But by taking to the process of Krishna consciousness, one can actually make it a Sukhalayam. Prabhupada said, the temples are like Vaikunthas. So temples are supposed to be Vaikuntha, Sukhalayam. But if we try to make this another Dukhalayam, it's unfortunate thing. Somebody says, Prabhu, I am in the temple, but I am always tensed up, you know, I am very much, you know, suffering here. That means something is drastically wrong. Supposed to be. So, Prabhupada has given the process of Krishna consciousness, which actually is supposed to elevate a person step by step to the platform of Brahma Saukhyam Tanantam. The whole idea is, we will have to sincerely and seriously follow in the words and spirit. Yes, yes, Prabhupada said, and you keep doing what you want to do, then it's not going to work. Then you will be in Dukhalayam only. It's the only difference is that outside people are more suffering, inside you are not suffering like them, still you keep suffering. So here, it is described by Prahlad Maharaj, these people who are mudas, vimudas, when they are given the process of Krishna consciousness, they can be brought to the platform of real happiness, by means of which they can cross this world of so-called happiness and suffering and go to the place of permanent happiness. That is the goal in life. We stop here. Any questions or comments? Yes.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Wonderful class about the enjoyment of the jivas in Patar Loka and Swarga Loka. Swarga Loka people are enjoying because of their Purna Karmas. But what Purna Karma has been done by the lower planetary jivas? They are enjoying so much.
Sometimes we always misconceive that lower planetary system means we'll have to do sin. Even to be born as a daitya, you let us lot of... Daitya is what? Daityas are brothers of devatas. Kashyapa Muni had wives, many wives. Diti, Aditi. Aditi, whoever is born, they are called Adityas. They are demigods. Aditya Nam Aham Vishnu, Krishna says. That's Vamande. Diti, they are sons of Kashyapa Muni, no? But then, their happiness is... because of their being situated in the mode of ignorance and passion, they have to be in that planetary system. See, it is like this. When Brahma created, he took the darkness of ignorance and the daityas were very attracted to that. So the daityas, they remain always in the mode of passion and ignorance. So the enjoyment in the mode of passion and ignorance is in this seven lower planetary system. So whereas Aditi's sons, Adityas, they were in the mode of goodness because they took the light. Brahma gave the light to them. That is why they are living in the region of light which is lit by sun, higher planetary system. So the higher planetary system and lower planetary system, the difference is that it's a place of goodness and place of ignorance and passion. Lower planetary system. Don't club lower planetary system with narakalokas. Narakalokas are the place of suffering. When you say that somebody is going to the lower plane to suffer, you automatically assume that in the, even if you go to, Sutala, you are going to suffer. No, Sutala, you are not going to suffer. Enjoyment is a different kind of enjoyment, that's all. You don't know how, what that enjoyment means, because we don't remember that. We don't know. But the suffering, when you talk about, it is in the Naraka Lokas, which are where all the sinful people are taken to and made to suffer. Naraka Loka suffering is there. Narakas. They are different kinds of Narakas, 28 kinds of Narakas. Their suffering happened. So this seven planetary system, lot of enjoyment is there. Different level of enjoyment, that's all.
Prabhuji, from earth planetary system, those people are doing punya karmas, they are promoted to the Swarga Lokas. So for the lower planetary system also, some people must be going from earth loka.
From here, how to go there, I don't know whether it is there, anywhere. I am not aware of it. From here. From their own karma, what karma, where they go. Where, how do they reach there? If you can enlighten the group today. You are aware? There is always discussion about how to go to heaven. There is no discussion about how to go to Patala. Because people want to get enjoyment in goodness. They don't want any, already you are having enjoyment in ignorance and passion. Why you want to go to the place where again you are going to enjoy in passion and ignorance? See, enjoyment in passion and ignorance there. So it appears that when you are going to perform an yajna, you want to go into a place where you are having place of enjoyment in goodness. You don't want to go to a place of enjoyment in ignorance. You are already enjoying maybe in the mode of goodness in the earthly planet. Suppose somebody decides to go to heaven, that means he accepts the authority of scripture. Then he accepts that he should do yajna. And he does the yajna actually. This is all in the mode of goodness, you know. Already in the mode of goodness. Why he would go to a place where the mode of passion and ignorance is there? There is no yajna to go to the passion of mode of ignorance and passion place. Yajna itself in the mode of goodness. They may have to do something, I don't know anyway. Lower plant system, no.
If Sarmaji wants to go, I can tell him.
You can give me a flight ticket.
There you wait to go to Sutal Lok. Surrender everything to Aras Bihari. Write down everything. You can go there. Live with Bali Maharaj.
Bali Maharaj is living in Sutala. And Vaman Dev, Lord Krishna himself is protecting the doors. So, it's not bad enough.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Regarding this, those who commit suicide, they become ghosts sometimes. So they will stay on the clouds or?
Antariksha. It's a place of enjoyment for ghosts. Vidyadharas, Charanas, and in that area ghosts are also there. The difference is that Vidyadharas, Charanas, they will be enjoying in the physical body. Ghosts don't have the physical body. Only mind, intelligence and false ego. What enjoyment you can do? When they get frustrated, they come down the cloud. And then when they see, kon a fit candidate, doon lega. They will get into the body of somebody. Ghost haunted person. Ghost can enter into a physical body. When they get frustrated there, they don't get anything. Suppose a ghost wants to eat lot of food. Bahut khana chahta hai. So he doesn't get any food there. Even if food is there, you can't eat. Then he says, forget it, yeah, let me go down. He left the body, physical body. That is why he became ghost. Now after frustration, he said, kut ka body nahi tha, dusra ka gaadi mein ghus jayega. Kut ka body tha, he left it. Relinquished it. Now, after frustration, he comes down. So he gets into somebody's body. A fellow who may be a very poor eater, he'll start eating like anything. Hey! Kya ho gaya? Suppose somebody does something very abnormal, is it that a ghost haunted or what? So he may start eating so much, in that body he may eat. And then there are some ghost busters also. You can bust the ghost, then you'll have to go back, get out of this place.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, I have two questions. If there is more enjoyment in the lower planets, then why Bali Maharaj and Daityas like Hiranyakashipu, they wanted to go to heaven?
Because in the mode of passion and ignorance, they want to come to the mode of goodness. Good sign, huh?
Even Daityas.
Because they want to not only to be controller of that planet, they want to be controller of the whole universe. Everything should be mine. Greed. Why somebody is ruling there? I should be the ruler of not only lower planet, I should be ruler of the whole universe. When you want that, you'll have to go and defeat somebody, no? So who is there? Ruling above is Indra, so they want to defeat him. Yes?
The second one is, as a devotee, what benefit we get by listening and understanding these descriptions of the universe that has been mentioned? It has two parts.
What we should get? So what you got to tell me?
What do you think
we should get?
What we should derive it? That is my question.
Already.
And second thing is, what benefit?
I think it is third thing. You already exhausted your two questions.
It's a sub part of this question.
2A.
What did Parikshit Maharaj got the benefit out of this? Because he is already going to die in
Paradukka Dukki.
No,
what he should get and what he got.
No, because I am also in that same situation. That's
in Parikshit Maharaj?
Because I may die at any moment.
But Parikshit Maharaj's situation is very different, you know. You are any moment, but he has got a proper moment. So, what we should derive is that this world is temporary and place of suffering, even though it looks like a place of enjoyment. It is a place of enjoyment from the bodily platform, but it's a place of suffering from the spiritual platform. You may say that, wait a minute, why are you saying it is a place of suffering? Yeah, it's enjoying. I'm just going to J.W. Marriott, you say that it's a place of suffering? You must be crazy, man. It is the place of enjoyment for your bodily senses. But as you enjoyed that physically, then you get more contaminated, though you make your soul to suffer. That is why it's a place of suffering. Body ke liye enjoyment lagta hai, soul ke liye suffering hai na. So when Bhagavatam says you are suffering, don't think crazy. He is telling that at the higher platform of spirituality. You try to understand that statement from the bodily level, you think they are crazy, but you are crazy. Because you think that only one level exists. So we should come to a conclusion that this place is a place of suffering spiritually. Even if you enjoy, you are still suffering. But my nature is to be enjoying, you know. Satchit Ananda. Where is that Ananda? Then you know that Brahma Sokyam Tanantam is that Ananda. Then take the process of Krishna consciousness, following the footsteps of great Mahajanas, Prahlad Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada. Take the process so that you can come to the platform of real happiness, Brahma Saukyam. So, what Parikshit Maharaj has derived from this? Parikshit Maharaj is, Sukadeva Goswami is describing several things, okay? So this has happened there. It's inquisitiveness, what has happened there, how did it happen, who are these people? So he is understanding all these things for our sake. Otherwise we will be thinking that he wanted to cover every point that possibly you will think that you can be permanent in this world. So that you will be left with no scope. If he has not described about heaven, or if he has not described about Bhila Swarga, you may think that they didn't discuss, you know, maybe if I go there it will be alright. So he describes not only about Bhila Swarga, he is going to describe about the hell also. How the suffering is there in the hell. So he gives the complete picture about the entire universe. He says that nowhere you are going to be permanently happy. Only way you can be permanently happy is to take to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Only by taking the elixir of Krishna Rasayanam. That is why he is going to conclude, so that Parikshit Maharaj, without any doubt, he will completely be absorbed in the thought of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, so that he can go back home back to Godhead. So he is preparing him for going back home back to Godhead, without even going to be getting disturbed by anything in this Brahmanda. That's why he is covering all these things. Yes.
Also, when we die, we pass through all these planetary systems. And if we are allured
you may think, oh, let us stay here. And but if you pass through all the tests, we can go back to Godhead. That's the reason maybe all is explained.
What about lower planets? He is asking about lower planet. Now the section talks about lower planets. If you are going to go from here to Vaikuntha, lower planet is not on the way actually. You are going to go up, you know, it's lower. He is talking about still lower also because he wanted to give the complete knowledge about the entire everything in this Brahmanda. That is also one way to understand. Heaven, if you get attracted towards heavenly happiness on the way to Vaikuntha, then you may take a break journey. Say that, ठीक है, थोड़ा दिन रुक के जाएंगे. थोड़ा दिन रुकने के बाद जा नहीं सकते, वापस इधर आना पड़ेगा. Return ticket हो जाएगा, activate हो जाएगा. So yes, you should not be attracted to any planetary system, whether lower, higher, anything. Then only one will be fit candidate for going back to Godhead. Qualification to go back to Godhead. Unless one is 100% pure, you are not going to make to Godhead. And this opportunity of practicing Krishna consciousness is to qualify a person towards 100% purity. Prabhupada has made this institution to give an opportunity for the conditioned souls to practice Krishna consciousness to qualify himself 100% pure and go back home, back to Godhead. Nothing less. If we find that I am not pure, then you should go more serious. Wait a minute, I have to do something more. As long as one is not 100% pure, you should not be satisfied. Abhi sab theek lag raha hai. Whatever I wanted is I am getting. I wanted a nice smartphone, I wanted iPod, everything I got. No, nothing, it's okay. Don't be satisfied with the iPod and smartphone. You will not be smart enough. If you are really smart, go for 100%. Go for real sukha, not maya sukha. That is required. I'll stop here. Thank you very much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Itai Gaura Premanande.